Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord and bless God, each and every one. We thank and praise God for you joining in with us this evening for our sixth annual seven-night Holy Ghost-filled end-of-the-year revival. We are blessing and praising God this year as our revival theme is the secret place. Hallelujah, God. And our theme scripture is Psalms 91:1. Now, normally I'd be reading that for you right now. God is going to bring forth the word of God. We'll be reading the scripture this evening. Now, I'm going to have the opportunity and the privilege of introducing to some and presenting to others a woman who is not a stranger here to Purpose Kingdom Network. She has preached not just many of our revivals, but she is also the host of For Real, Hallelujah God, who comes to us every third Monday of the month. So we just thank and bless God for what he is doing, how he is doing it, and how he is moving, hallelujah, in her life, none other than our very own, and my cousin, yes, I love to be able to brag that point, my cousin, the very own Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox, who will be bringing the word of God before us this evening, hallelujah. We want you to send a text out and let everyone know that it is time for them to tune in to the third night of revival and watch God set souls free on night number three. Hallelujah, God, with the move of his Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. So before we go into the word of God this evening, we are going to be ministered to through music with our theme, The Secret Place by Benjamin Israel. Right after, immediately after that selection, the next voice you will hear will be that of Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox. Here we are with The Secret Place by Brother Benjamin Israel.
I will make the secret place my dwelling place. Forever I will make the secret place my dwelling place. Forever, Lord, I will make the secret place my dwelling place. Away from the noise, away from destruction, hey! Away from the night, oh, oh, oh. Away from destruction, away from the night, oh, yeah. Away from destruction, in an accord, and I will make the secret place my dwelling place. Forever, Lord, I will make this secret place my dwelling place. Forever, away from the night, away from distraction, away from the noise, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Away from distraction, Lord, I will make my prayer out, my dwelling place. Forever I will make this worship out, my dwelling place. Forever, Lord, I will make this secret place my dwelling place. Forever, Lord, I away from the night, away from the structure of life. I will make the secret place my dwelling place. I am. So many things may come to distract me, but I just want to be away from the night. Lord, take me away from the night. Take me away from the distraction. I will make the secret place my dwelling place forever. Lord, I will make the secret place my dwelling place away from the night, away from the distraction. Away from the noise, away from the structure, Lord, I will live my dwelling place. I will live my dwelling place. Hallelujah. I will make secret place my dwelling place. Today, the theme of this revival is Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. This is Reverend Dr. Maddox. If you would go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verses 17 and 18. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me and that all Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. With a theme like the recognition of understanding that we must abide in the shadow of the Almighty, I come to you from the subject, we are safe. We are safe. You know, I overheard talk recently, I think it was on Christmas Day, that there was a possibility of an earthquake in our area. And I just let it pass my ears. And today I saw where somewhere near the area I live in, there was an earthquake. Evidently, it wasn't very strong, but there was an earthquake. I heard one time that a pandemic was on its way to America and it was making its way across country. I heard it and I still held on to the safe place with God. The pandemic came to America, spread throughout other countries throughout the world. People were passing away. People were catching COVID. I caught COVID last Christmas, as a matter of fact. Still reporting on different variations of the disease. People are passing away. It's a tough time. The government structure, not only here in America, but across the world, is
suffering and struggling economically and morally. People have turned what is good into what is bad. I know it's a light subject, but there's a television show here that in the past was a widely watched show, but as in most television shows from the past, we can always find something wrong with it as we become more enlightened. Today I saw an attack on Florida Evans herself, and that she was the bad person, and nobody could be as moral as she was, because every time something went down, if it wasn't morally correct, Florida would say, we're not doing that. And while this is a television show, and I wish that we were all that good, the problem I had is they named her as the villain for doing what was right every time, which speaks volumes of we've turned the good things into the bad things and the bad things into the good things. We're messed up. The world is going crazy. Well, that was the same thing for Paul when he was writing to Timothy. 2 Timothy is a word of encouragement to Timothy from Paul, who is now really just coming to the realization that he will be put to death soon. He is in a muddy prison that he was not going to get out of this time, and it was a tough time. Rome had almost burned. The government himself was going crazy, and things were hard, and it was troubled time, and family connections weren't like they used to be, and people were going through destruction and didn't know what to do. Day after day, finding themselves losing another family member or finding out that what they trusted in wasn't true, but God has held us together. God is still here for those of us who are here. And God is faithful. He has not stopped being faithful to those who believe. Those who have faith in him have the luxury, have the greatness, have the wonderful moment of I am kept. I am delivered. And I will persevere. What am I saying? 2 Timothy 14 and 17 starts off with, but the Lord stood with me. He's saying that in spite of everything that is going on in his life, in spite of seeing others being put to death because of the ministry, because of what is going on, how God's word has to get out, and people are dying in light of it, God has kept him. And not only has God kept him, but God has strengthened him. And it goes in further. And the thing is this scripture answers, verses 17 and 18, answers the question, how do we know the Lord God is faithful? How do we know that we are safe in his arms? How do we know we are safe? Well, it's right here in the word. And I already started in on it. It says, but the Lord stood with me. And what that tells me is the Lord keeps me. He keeps us. He will keep you, if you just trust and believe in him and have the kind of faith that keeps you. And all it takes is believing that faith connected to a faithful God will keep you in light of all that is happening in the world. And don't get it twisted. God took some of his good saints and know that he has kept them. He's kept them so close that they are right there with him right now. But God wants us to understand that he will stand with us and strengthen us because he's got a job for us. There is purpose. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. You know, in spite of everything that is going on in America right now, God has kept us. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about his children. There are many of us who are prospering in the midst of this mess, and I'm not talking about money. That strengthening God is doing is growing us up. It is teaching us that we can rely on God in the midst of darkness. If there is any light to be seen, God is present. And I've never seen a dark place that light can't show up. I don't know about you, but I can remember being out on a river in Africa, and I remember it being so dark. But as I looked out, I think I was in, I'm going to tell you where I was. I was in, not Nigeria, but I was, yes, I was. I was in Nigeria, but I was on this lake. If I could think of the Lord to bring it back to me. But in any case, it was darker than 100 midnights down in the Cypress Swamp. But I promise you, there was light enough to know that God was present. See it with me. As we go through our day-to-day and we're looking at murder numbers going up from city to city to city. People are being taken out. As we look across the nation, so many crooked people being shown to be crooked. Like I said, lies becoming truth. Yet God is still with us. The truth is still the truth. And it gives us life. It gives us the understanding that God will keep us. And while he's keeping us in the midst of this, he is building muscle. We are stronger now than we were 2 years ago. We're stronger now when we're facing this Omicron than when we faced the first one, the Alpha. We are stronger now. We understand that there are things out there that will keep us safe. We understand that there are people who don't want us to be safe. We understand that there are people who want us in that prison just like Paul was. But just like Paul, I commend unto you, I'm saying unto you, be encouraged because God is with you. He's never left you nor forsaken you. I know it feels like it. When you were sick, it felt like it. But let's get on the facts now because we've been riding too hard on what is not factual because we've allowed the lie to pretend to be the truth in our life. But herein lies the truth. God is great and greatly to be praised. He will keep you in perfect peace. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. And he will strengthen you. When things seem dark, he will give you light. He will put you in such shape that no matter what the enemy throws at you, you know that God will keep you. God will take care of you. He will rescue you. And he does it all because he's got a plan for you. And don't worry. Because when the plan is over, if he takes you on, he's keeping you then. He has strengthened you to the utmost then. I'm not saying that to make small of any death that has occurred around you. I'm trying to tell you that we're in a time when God needs to get some work done. So if there's work for you to do, he's going to have you do it. And I'm telling you, you got to be strong because it's hard. And when it's hard, you can get weak. But he keeps you strong enough to do what he needs you to do and gives you rest at the end of it. There's no way I can say or make small anyone who has passed away in this pandemic, whether it's been from COVID or something else. What I'm telling you is that they were strong in the Lord and the power of his might and his sovereignty solves it all. But I tell you, I believe with all I have, kept them, and he's keeping them now just like he's keeping you. That's why it's important to take on this strength. It's important to take on the strength that he's offering us now, because we've got a work to do. We've got a work to do, just like Paul did, as he sat in that cell, as he sat in the mud, as he sat in the mire and the murk. He was still encouraging God's people because he knew a work had to be done. Secondly, he delivers us. He says, I was also delivered out of the mouth of the lion. What is he talking about? Is he talking about Pharaoh? Is he talking about what was happening to him? Yes, but he's also talking about what's happening to you right now. You don't know how many slings and arrows that you've had to, that God has blocked from you. And if you do know that, you know that God has delivered you out of the mouth of the lion who seeks whom he may devour. I'm telling you right now, people are trying to crush you. They are trying to destroy you. But God is keeping you in a way that you're watching people come after you every day. And guess what's happening in the midst? You're being kept. You're still alive. You're walking around. You're free. Yes, you may have some wounds. You ever had a lion come after you? He might have scratched you in the back. He might have gone for you. He might have reached at you, but he did not take you out. That boss didn't take you out. That relationship that you thought was stable didn't take you out. That friendship that you thought you had at all times didn't take you out. All it did is strengthen you and let you know that there's no one you can rely on like God. God is a keeper and he's a deliverer. He will deliver you out of the biggest mess, even if you make it yourself. If you believe that God can keep you. I work in a jail. I tell people every day, look, if you're a believer and you're sitting in front of me and you made a mistake and you've done something that you really wanted to do at the time, but you're sorrowful for it now, if you repent, watch God. I don't know how to explain it. I've seen people walk out that shouldn't have walked out. I've seen people getting reduced sentences that shouldn't get reduced sentences, but I ain't just talking about them. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about those of us who God continuously delivers us out of situations and circumstances that we set up for ourselves, that other people have set up for us, that the enemy's trying to catch us in. God keeps us. He keeps us. He keeps us. He delivers us out of the mouth of the lion, and he will deliver from every work that the enemy tries to put on you. Don't trust in We don't trust in chariots and men. We trust in God. We trust in his ability. Be truthful. Be honest when you're in a mess. Let him get you out of it so that you can give him the glory. And for goodness sake, if he gets you out of it, and when he gets you out of it, give him the glory he deserves, because you're safe. You are safe. So God keeps me, God delivers me, and then he preserves me for his heavenly kingdom. Seems like we're getting to the end closer, but listen to this. Listen to this. I was trying to tell you before, God keeps you. He preserves you. He keeps you in good shape. He keeps all the gifts he's given you in good shape so that you can use them and that you can live in them. And there is a rest in being preserved. There's a beauty where you keep the beautifulness of who you are in being preserved. He has kept you in such a way that you begin to become the best of who you are, and it's almost, I don't want to say it's stuck, like you, because we're constantly moving toward God, but we're moving toward God, and as we get closer, we're preserved. It's not about what's happening on the outside. It's about what's happening on the inside. It's about what's happening in your spirit. It's about what's happening in your heart. It's about how you begin to treat people, because you've been kept, because you've been delivered, and because you're preserved. And you're preserved, guess what, for such a time as this. And the way that God keeps you, and he's preserving you for his kingdom, his heavenly kingdom, he's going to bring you in with all of what you're supposed to come in with because you have been kept, because you've allowed yourself to be strengthened, because you've moved in your purpose, because God is God and he has a plan that will keep you and he preserves you. And the only thing that you can do at this point is to give him glory, to say, God, I love you. God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I magnify you. God, I glorify you. You are good, God, because you are a God who keeps me safe. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. How does that happen? It happens because God is faithful. He is faithful to you. He will keep you. He will deliver you. He preserves you. And it's an ongoing process that happened back when Paul was in his situation. It happened when you are in your situation. It happened when Christ was in his situation. God kept him. He made him stronger in the midst of people trying to tear him down. Christ became stronger as he moved towards what looked like would be his end. When he was nailed to a cross, God kept him stronger. He kept him and he stood with him. And even though Jesus thought that God had forsaken him, God knew what he was doing. He was strengthening him for what was to come. And then when Jesus went into hell with the keys in his hands, he was strong enough to do what he had to do because he had lived through death. Come on, somebody. He had lived through death, and he went down to let the enemy know he's the victor, and he's always the victor. And God is trying to tell you, because you're with him, because he is a faithful God, he will keep you in the midst. He is a faithful God. And because of this, Jesus also was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. He came out of hell. He came out of the grave. He came out. He was delivered right back up into God himself, preserved for the heavenly kingdom, so that we might come. Everything that we go through, everything that we face, God has a plan for us. If we would just remain almost as faithful, just a mustard seed amount, and allow God to do what he does, and allow God to keep us. Don't worry about where you messed up. Don't worry about where things didn't go perfect. Think about the life of Paul going around killing the Christians. Thinking about the life of Paul who didn't recognize Christ. Who didn't recognize it, how God brought him in. And then what God brought him in, all the traveling he had to do and all the people that he had to minister to and the times that God had taken him out of the prison. But by the time he left us with these letters, and in particular this letter that says, be encouraged. Keep going. Let it work through every generation. God is great and greatly to be praised. To him be glory forever and ever. Who doesn't want a God who will keep you safe? God will keep you safe. And in a world that is falling to hell, recognize the safety in Christ. If you don't know Christ, I'll be happy to introduce you. And he's not looking for you to be perfect. Otherwise, his faithfulness would have no meaning. He wants you just like you are. And he will take you, and he will prepare you. And as he does it, he will stand with you. He will strengthen you. He will keep you so that you can do the things that he has put inside of you, so that you can execute the ministry that he has inside of you. And he will deliver you out of the mouth of the lion. He knows that you're going to make a mistake. He knows people are going to attack you. He knows the difficulty involved. He knows every evil work that comes up against you. And in the midst of all that, he preserves you for your heavenly home. I invite you now to be among all of us who are imperfect, to serve this perfect God who perfects us daily. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. I turn it over to you, Pastor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank and bless God for that word this evening. We are safe. Hallelujah. That means no matter what is going on, we find ourselves safe. If we are like Daniel and find ourselves in the lion's den, we are safe, for God is in there with us. If we find ourselves like the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, I don't mean on the way to the furnace. I don't mean people talking about putting us in the furnace, but we find ourselves inside the furnace, bound up, tied up, and they won't let us out. We still safe because Christ is in the furnace with us. Hallelujah, God. We thank and bless God. You know, as the woman of God was bringing forth the word this evening, I wish I had my voice and could sing, but the song that came to my mind was Vicki Winans, Safe in His Arms. And it says, it starts off with the words, because the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah, God. We have everything I need. Hallelujah. Even now with me feeling sick and having trouble breathing, I know that I'm breathing not because I need H2O to breathe, but because Jesus Christ is the air that I breathe. Hallelujah. He said we have everything we need. He said he lets me rest in the meadow grass and he leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. Hallelujah, God. And he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm safe in his arms. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the safety in the midst of all of the confusion and hell breaking out around us. We are safe. Hallelujah. In God, we are safe in the shadow of the Almighty. We thank and bless God for the word of God this evening coming from Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox on this third night of revival. I told y'all God was setting folk free tonight. Hallelujah. Folk going through stuff and don't even know you ain't got the trip. You already safe. You already got the victory. Hallelujah. You need to be shouting wherever you at listening this evening. The victory is yours. The favor of God is on you and upon you. Hallelujah. You are safe. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. I just bless God for what he is doing in this revival. We invite you to join in with us tomorrow evening for the fourth night. Hallelujah. God will be opening doors on night number four. And tomorrow evening, we will have Reverend Aaron Williams bringing forth a word from the Lord at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You do not want to miss the move of God. If you have each day in the afternoon, I have been pasting up the link so that you can hear rebroadcast of the night before and to remind you of what time we are coming on that same evening. So again, tomorrow evening at 9 p.m., we will be in the fourth night of our seven-night revival in the secret place. Hallelujah. Ending this old year and bringing in the new year in the presence of God. And remember, on the 31st, on December 31st, New Year's Eve, we will be broadcasting at 11 p.m., from 11 p.m. going into the new year in the presence of God. So we ask you to just hang in there with us this week. Hang in the secret place of God. I promise you, if you spend the rest of this week in the secret place with God, what he talks to you about secretly, he will reward you with openly. Hallelujah. Reverend Doctor, we thank you and bless God for that word, awesome word this evening. The ministry is in your hands to close us out in prayer.
Bless God, bless God, bless God. I just thank you for the opportunity, my dear sister. I didn't say it in the beginning, my cousin, but you are my sister, and you have really been a blessing in my life just by even inviting me to do this and listening to some of the other people. And I just thank God for what he's doing through you for us. Let us pray. God, we know there's trouble all around us, but we, God, know that you are faithful and that you are just. In a time when people are throwing all sorts of variations of religion and all sorts of truths about you are the truth, you are the way, the truth, and the life, I thank you, God, that we are safe. I pray that everyone who has heard this recognizes the safety in you, God. And if it's just one who would say, Lord, I yield unto thee, God, I just bless you even now. I believe it to be so, and I bless you now for what you're doing. I thank you for coming. I thank you for being. I thank you for what has been. You are our God and our King, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, God, amen, amen, and amen.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.